recency bias. You don't even, you need to put in perspective what he's done, and he's really filled up this, the scoring column, and can really, you know, he can score inside, score outside. He's added so much muscle now, which has made him really, really hard to guard. He can get to the free throw line, so he's really a great, great offensive player. And like you said, he'll be the 12th Crusader to join the 1,000-point club, the 10th that will do it as a Crusader for all their years of high school. So that list, it one through nine, Brendan Kugel, Elijah Hayeskamp, Dylan Grimsley, Zach McCabe, Nate Funk, Shane Graves, Alex Malloy, DeAndre Burnside, Clint Sargent, and then two others, Wesley Staten and Tim Hatchett, who got their 1,000 court while they were at Helan. And that right there, BG, if you're in the company of those names, those are some guys that could play ball. We were fortunate to coach a few of them.
We coached a lot of those guys, and I tell you what, they were players. So I tell you what, Matt's just kind of put this team on his back this year, and he's had a good one, averaging over 23 points a ball game. So let's hope Matt can get that tonight. Big thing tonight, Jay, is bounce back. You know, it was a disappointing one. I thought the physicality of East High on Tuesday really took the Crusaders out of a lot of things they like to do. You're always anxious to see after a game like that against a major rival how you bounce back, especially with a big game coming tomorrow. Again, one of those sandwich games sitting between two big ones. And tell you what, I was impressed with North when they came over to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. They can light it up a little bit, so you don't want to fall asleep tonight.
And they will play hard. Coach Albertson will have a nice game plan to stop us, to take away some things from us. He'll have those guys ready to go, and they will compete. This conference this year, like, you know, we were talking the boys' schedule, it's just every team can play. You know, usually, we got TJ in there, we get a couple wins. TJ's really good this year. You know, Sergeant Bluff's got a nice little squad. Lamar's has got some, every night you step out, you're going to play teams that come out and compete. Yeah, we haven't seen AL yet, and they're undefeated, leading the league. And you just don't have a night off. And what's hard about that, you say you want to bounce back win. You don't get a lot of nights where you can say, oh, well, we lost that one. Well, tonight we can come out and sort of relax and get a win. You've got to come out and bring it every night. And as you know, when you put Helan on your chest, the other team's going to amp up their level every night, and you've got to match that. So be interesting to see if the Crusaders come out with the right intensity and ready to go and play this game. And so far, they've done a really good job of bouncing back. I thought they did last year, too, being ready to go after a tough loss. And, hopefully we see that tonight and get out of the gates quick.
Absolutely. Well, 3:07 to go here in warm-ups. We're going to send it back to studio to hear some more from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll have tonight's starting lineups in Game 2 once again. The girls move to a perfect 11-0 with a 79-41 win. We'll be right back.
Bulk Brothers, being in business for so long, has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Bulk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth-degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey-trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
Hi, this is Nick Haggerty, president of Prime Bank in Sioux City and 1996 graduate of Helan High School, along with Dave Haggerty, senior vice president and 2002 graduate. Prime Bank is proud to be a supporter of Catholic Radio and Bishop Helan Athletics. For over 127 years, Prime Bank has been committed to the communities we serve. As a community bank, we take pride in supporting educational and extracurricular opportunities that help students reach their potential. At Prime Bank, we want the same for you. Make Prime Bank the first choice for your financial needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Jay Wright, I'm Bob Gary. Here are your Verity Group, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Office, and Action Coach XL Edge. Starting lineups for tonight's boys game, the Crusaders at 7-3. They'll start five seniors. First of all, Brady Schultz, a 6-foot senior, averages 4.5 points a game. Quinn Olson, the All-State football player, 11.6 points a game. Sean Schaefer, the 6-foot senior, at 8.2 points a game. Matt Knoll, 9 points shy of 1,000 for his career, averages 23.4 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup for the Bishop Healing Crusaders is Bo Chamberlain. Bo coming off a big night against East High. He averages 8.5 points a game. So it's Schultz, Olson, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain for the Crusaders. They average 65 points a game. They shoot it at 55% inside the arc, 33% beyond the arc, and 62% from the free throw line. For the North Stars, under Trevor Alfredson, they stand 2-8 on the season. Their starting lineup looks like this. Is Josh Mogensen, a junior, averages 6.3 points a game. Number 5 is Noah Connolly, a sophomore, averages 16.5 points a game. Number 11 is Chris Berger, the lone senior in the starting lineup, averages 6.5 points a game. Number 13 is Kai Chamberlain, the sophomore, averages 10.5. And rounding out that starting lineup is Dominic Foster, a junior, averages 9.1 points a game. The North Stars scored at a 56 points per game, 45% inside the arc, 35% beyond the arc, and 58% from the free throw line. And we may also see tonight an appearance by Zach Hesse. Zach, in the last couple of years, he's a 6'2" senior. He's started since he was a freshman, scored a ton of points for the North Stars over the last 3 years. He has not made an appearance in a game yet this season, but he is suited up. So it remains to be seen whether he's going to show up be in the lineup tonight or not. Mogensen, Conley, Berger, Chamberlain, Foster tee it up against Schultz, Olson, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain. Once again, a big thanks to our pregame sponsors, Verity Group, Wilma's Do Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. Well, Jay, we're about ready to rock and roll. It'll be interesting.
Like I said, I think this could be a tight game. The Stars can shoot a little bit. They got some decent guard play. They'll compete with you. This could be a tight one throughout.
Tonight's first quarter will be brought to you by Fibercom, as well as Mills, Schelmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Bargain Center are your first quarter sponsors. The Crusaders in their road blues with Vegas gold numbers wrapped around the white. Home whites for the North Ice Stars. It's going to be Foster and Matt Knoll going up for the tip. Crusaders control it, and we're off and running here. Crusaders 7-3 on the season. North Stars 2-8. North Stars open up a little zone. High post entry to Quinn. Back out to Schultz. Back into Quinn. Mid post. Spins. Kicks it out. Corner Schaefer. 3. Off the mark. Rebounded by the North Stars. That was Conley with the rebound. They quickly push it up. Mogensen back out to Conley. Noah had a nice game against the Crusaders back in early December. Foster up high.
I enjoy watching him play. He does a really nice job. Smooth, shoots it well, doesn't force stuff.
Three-pointer trickles in. Josh Mogensen with the 3-0 early for the North Stars. Mogensen just a 25% three-point shooter.
And that's one of your healing. You live with it. It bounced on the rim, bounced up. You live with that shot. If he's going to make those, as Coach Foster would say, you tip your cap to him. And
Crusaders on their offensive end try a lob to Knoll.
Interesting there.
He
called
that
on the floor. He went up to get it on the lob, and as he's going up to get it, he got fouled, and they called it on the floor. Interesting that's an interesting call not to be shooting.
Dominic Foster whistled for that foul for the North Stars, first team foul. Schaefer thought about the three, tried to kick it inside, now gets it back. Now he does get inside. Quinn's unguarded, turned around. Now he is guarded, puts it up and misses. Foster with the rebound. So empty possessions on the first two for the Crusaders. Here come the North Stars kicking up quickly. It's Mogensen with the ball, drives in, falls, turnover North. As Matt Noel gets it, takes it coast to coast, little Euro step. He misses the jumper, gets the rebound, misses it, gets another rebound, misses it. He's going to get fouled and go to the rebound line. So Matt's padding the old rebound stats there as he's going to get two free throws. Foul's going to be whistled on Kai Chamberlain.
You got to move up. You know, you're moving up the scoring list. Get up that rebound list, too, while you're at it, BG. He has a chance to finish, I think, maybe third all-time in rebounds at Hewlett as well. So
Crusaders are on the board as Matt Noel knocks that first one down on the season. Matt's a 64% free throw shooter. He's going to get one more. Checking into the ball game for the North Stars is number 25, Parker Peterson, a 6-foot junior. A lot of young kids in the lineup for Coach Alperson. Second free throw is missed by Noel. 3-1 early, the North Stars here, 6:35 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. There's another turnover stolen by Schaefer. He kicks it over to Schultz. Schultz kind of puts the brakes on. Bring across midcourt. Gives it to Quinn. High right. Back to Schultz. Corner Schaefer. Schaefer pump fakes. Drives baseline. Nothing going. Good defense by the North Stars. Kicks it back out to Quinn. Ball's reversed over to Chamberlain. They'll go inside to Matt Noel. Back out to... And inside to Quinn Olson. So nice feed there.
Nice feed from Brady Schultz.
Brady
there.
Schultz and, into.
And Quinn was patient and finished that, didn't rush that shot, took his time, went through traffic and got the bucket. Tied at three.
2 minutes into the ball game. We're all knotted at three here. As driving baseline is Peterson. Nothing going. He's going to kick it back out in the corner. It's another three, and that one's good. Noah Connolly with the three. So the North Stars with a couple of long-range ones get the lead 6-3 here, 2.5 minutes into the ball game. They're going to stay in that zone. Now Schaefer, left corner, pump fakes, turns it over. Got caught in the air and turned the ball over.
If you're going to go baseline, you got to make a decision. I'm going to the hole or I'm kicking it out. Once you go, you got to make the decision to go.
Nice drive there by Connolly. He draws the foul. I believe that's going to be whistled on Chamberlain. And kind of surprised he's not getting shots on that one. So you're going to call a common foul. First foul on Bo Chamberlain. First team foul for the Crusaders. North, with the lead. 6-3. He'll inbound under their own basket. Ball's tipped and nearly stolen. And might be stolen. And it goes out of bounds off the North Stars there. Good hustle by Bo Chamberlain as well as Noah Connolly. Both scrambled for it in the corner. Noah slid out of bounds and touched the ball. Turnover, North Stars.
And Charlie Vondreger in the game. Hopefully you get a guy in there, knock down some shots against this zone here, and maybe.
Yeah, certainly keep an eye on Charlie. He gets loaded up with those threes, and he can be a real weapon out there. Chamberlain with the ball up high right, gets it to Schultz. He kicks it high post to Quinn. Quinn gets double teams, kicked it into Charlie. Charlie, a little jump hook, off the mark, rebounded by Connolly. Here comes Connolly with the ball. Kicks it over to Mogensen. Back to Connolly. They kick it inside to Foster. Foster with a nice move over top of Olson. Dominic Foster with the deuce. 8-3 early. North Stars 4:40 to go here on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Noel brings it up. Kicks it back. Quinn Olson between the circles. Kicks it corner to Brady. Back into Matt Noel. Matt gets triple teamed. Has to kick it out. And it's going to be a turnover Crusaders. As Charlie touches it in the backcourt, and another sloppy possession for the Crusaders as they trail by five here early
on. Every time
on.
That ball's going in the post, they're just setting three guys turning into the post. It's if you're that post guy, you got to get it and turn and look opposite quick and find that guy on the opposite wing. But they're sucking three guys in there. You get that ball in the post, that's good because you're going to draw defenders, turn and look opposite and find somebody to get the ball to.
There's Foster with the drive and the put up. It's off the mark. He gets his own rebounds. He's going to go up against Matt Noel. Now kicks it over. Mogensen with a turnaround. He's got a deuce. 10-3. North High here. We're halfway through quarter number one. Here come the Crusaders. That North High zone has kind of disrupted things as the Crusaders have yet to find the range from deep. They kick it inside to Matt Noel. Noel has the ball stolen away in the backcourt, and here comes the North Stars. They got a 3-on-2. Foster with a nice move there, and I think Quinn Olson's going to be called for the reach here. And we're going to see an early entry by Kaysen Thomas, a 6'2 sophomore. So with 3:40 to go in the first quarter, North Stars off to a quick lead here, 10-3.
And just Crusaders just struggling offensively to kind of get, just kind of standing, not getting that ball moving. Just need to get a little bit of a flow and kind of get in a rhythm here.
Foster drives in against Olson. Kicks it back out. North Stars with the drive. That's Connolly with the drive there. Nothing going. Back out to Foster above the circle. 21 seconds left on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to remain in the hands of the North Stars. As we've seen Zach Hesse check in, I tell you what, this is a kid that
if he can shoot it,
if you base it on past performances, he was as good a shooter as there was in the city in the last couple of years. So he's a weapon that you can tell the Crusaders are very aware of him. There's a nice drive. Can't get the finish, though. With the drive there was Chamberlain, Kai Chamberlain, and missed it, but on the rebound there's going to be a foul whistle. That's going to be whistled on Brady Schultz.
And right now it just feels like North has just kind of been the aggressor here and just kind of the team with a little more energy than the Crusaders.
Crusaders in there man-to-man. There's a slip, but couldn't handle the nice inbound play. Just couldn't handle it as Kaysen Thomas gets it off the break, goes right to the lane, and then tries to get it to the corner to Matt Noel, but the ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay in the hands of the Crusaders. It's on the floor for the Crusaders right now is Quinn Olson, Kaysen Thomas, Schaefer, Noel, and Vondrager. Crusaders inbound under their own bucket. Give it up high to Schaefer. Matt Noel up above the circle. Working against that zone. Gets mid lane. Kicks it out. They spin it over. Back to Charlie Vondrager. Three is
there
good.
There we go.
Charlie from the
big
top
three.
Of the key knocks it down. Breaks a long scoring drought for the Crusaders. Cuts that lead back to 10-6. 2:42 to go here in the quarter. Hesse with the ball. Three-pointer. You don't want to give him space.
Well,
in and
can
out.
Make that
I
one.
Tell
That's...
you what. Did everything but go in. Rebound by Quinn Olson. Quinn brings it up. You want to attack this defense early before it gets a chance to set up. Crusaders nearly throw it away. Vondrager makes a nice save. Schaefer up high right. And on the drive, Matt Noel's going to be tripped up. That foul's going to be on Chris Berger. That's just Chris Berger's first team foul number three.
And to your point, BG, the best way to beat a zone is don't let them get in the zone. But to do that, you got to get some stops, and then you got to turn and run. And Crusaders haven't gotten enough stops or rebounds to make that happen just yet.
Dayton Harrell, the 5'9 junior, checks into the ballgame for the North Stars. So we've already seen nine players come in for the North Stars there. It's on the inbounds. Ball stolen away from Vondrager. That's Conley with the steal and an and one there. Charlie
and
makes the steal.
And unfortunately for Charlie, you don't want to make one mistake into two mistakes. And when that guy has a breakaway, just let him go, because if there's any contact, they're going to call the foul. And once you're beat, just let yourself get beat and give him the two. Don't let him have a chance for three. And now he's got a chance to go line and make it a 7-point lead for the Stars.
North Stars have doubled up the Crusaders 12-6 here with Conley going to the line to shoot the free throw. He's a 65% free throw shooter. He knocks that down. Conley's got six early to lead that North High attack. 13-6. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go. Crusaders find themselves down seven as Matt Noel's going to bring it across. Quick kicks it over to Quinn Olson. Got the big guys outside now. Over to Kaysen Thomas. Thomas back over to Quinn. Quinn up high to Schaefer. Back over to Quinn on the right wing. He's going to drive into the lane. Gets stopped. Kicks out. Kaysen up to Schultz. They try and kick it inside. There's another steal by the North Stars. This is really a sloppy possession for the Crusaders here. Zach Hesse with a nice feed inside. Nice block by Matt Noel. Another block, but that one goes in. That's number 51, Alex Frazee with the bucket. Biggest lead of the night for the North Stars at 15-6. As Matt Noel drives in, kicks back. Schultz pump fake, nothing going. Kicks it in to Quinn Olson. Quinn gets it in deep, kicks it to the corner. Schaefer with the three. It's off the mark, way off the mark. Rebounded by Kai Chamberlain. And just nothing going right for the Crusaders now as they trail by nine. Frazee with the give and go back to Chamberlain. Chamberlain with another bucket. 17-6, 11-point lead here And every time they get a bucket, it allows them to get back quickly and set that zone up. Noel with the drive. He gets his bucket. He's got three now. Ends another long scoring drought for the Crusaders. Leads it 9, 17-8 for the North Stars. 47 seconds to go. We got about a 15-second differential between game clock and shot clock. Harrell with the ball gets stopped. Up high with the ball, it's Berger. Left wing to Kai Chamberlain. Chamberlain's three is off the mark. Rebound by Quinn Olson with 30 seconds to go. So shot clock is off. If the Crusaders want to grab the last one, they've got that opportunity here. 23 seconds left in the quarter. Big thanks to our corporate sponsors for quarter one. They are Fibercom as well as Mills, Schelmer, Pitts, and Associates. As we're going to see a foul whistle, our other first quarter sponsors, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. As we get a foul whistle, that's
and that's something you see now in games when the fouls reset. They had that foul to give there, so they took a little earlier, and I think Coach Howard says, hey, that was a little earlier than we wanted to, but you got that foul to give, you can use it because that foul is going to reset at the next quarter.
12 seconds to go. Both teams are in the double bonus here. 7 seconds to go. Matt Noel, right wing, 4 seconds. Chamberlain, long three. It's off the mark, rebounded by Hesse, and that's going to end the quarter. So after one, it's all North as the North Stars jump out to a huge 17-8 lead over the Crusaders here in quarter number one. When we come back, we'll have quarter number two. You're listening to Crusader Basketball tonight on Catholic Radio, 88.1 FM.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small-town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family-owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pier Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. We begin quarter number two. The North Stars with the ball. They miss the three-pointer, miss the putback, and the Crusaders dodge a bullet there as Matt Noel streaks up the court. Right corner. They get it up to Brady Schultz. Brady's going to set the offense up between the circles. Now Bo Chamberlain's going to kick it over to Schaefer. Back to Schultz. Attempted lob play, and they just throw that away as they were trying to run a lob play off the, obviously he talked about that during the quarter break, and doesn't work.
The Crusaders in a 1-3-1, it's been really good. They got a steal and then and kind of lost at the first possession, then deflection the second possession. So it's been good, and now got to stop here as Conley misses on the drive.
Here come the Crusaders. They push it up quickly. Quinn Olson up high right. We got Matt Noel down deep. He's going to get
four guys.
Team. As Chamberlain gets the three, it's off the mark. Rebounds by Quinn Olson. Quinn gets the ball tied up there. It's going to be a jump ball possession. Arrow's going to point in favor.
Four guys on Matt Noel. He got the ball about the second hash mark up on the free throw line. And four guys collapsed. And again, he threw it back out, but turn and look opposite because all those guys are coming from the opposite side. Look opposite, and you're going to have a guy open.
Ball. They attempt to kick the ball into Chamberlain. The ball stolen by the North Stars, and there's going to be a foul called on Well, that's going to be whistled on Sean Schaefer. Probably a good foul there. Yep. Prevented a layup for the North Stars.
If I could change one rule, I think that right there should be two free throws in the ball, because Sean kind of took the foul about the free throw line to prevent him from shooting the layup. The NBA has the clear path foul. I kind of wish we had that in high school.
Noah Conley with the ball now. They kick it over to Foster. Long three-pointers off the mark. That was Berger. Once again, North gets an offensive rebound, gets a second shot opportunity here. Ball goes to the corner to Mogensen. Mogensen got the game started going with a three. Foster spins and goes inside. And they're going to whistle Matt Noel with a foul there, trying to block the shot. Got a little aggressive.
Got Quinn Olson on that
Quinn,
one.
So
the front side. That's
we'll
his second.
Take that away from Matt and give it to Quinn. That's two on Quinn Olson. Need to have Quinn on the floor. It's going to put Foster to the line on the air. He's a 53% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and good.
Well, law of averages, he should miss this one then, right, BG?
Absolutely. Mogensen with five, Conley with six, Chamberlain with two, and now Foster with three. Make that four as he knocks them both down. The first 2 points of the quarter belong to the North Stars. The lead's 11, 19-8, 6:13 to go here in the second quarter. Crusaders have yet to score in the stanza. Noel drives in. Schaefer pump fake, steps back into Matt Noel. Every time Matt touches it, he's just getting
surrounded.
Completely surrounded. They go inside now to Quinn. Quinn with a nice spin move, nothing going, kicks it back to Chamberlain. Chamberlain takes it in and gets fouled, and one.
Nice little give and go. Quinn got it. Nice little basket cut by Bo Chamberlain and a little bounce pass from Quinn back to him and draw the foul. Nice finish there by Bo in traffic.
Foul's going to be whistled on Kai Chamberlain, so the cousins fouling each other there. Kai fouls Bo. Bo's going to get the and-one opportunity here, and the Crusaders need it. Down 19-10. That free throw is off the mark, rebounded by Foster. So a couple points on that possession. Crusaders back to single-digit deficit, down 19-10. North Stars drive in, kick out. Boy, I tell you what, you got to guard these shooters because they can do it as they spin the ball. Foster steps out and gets it, trying to get it back in the hands of Conley, and finally they do. Conley working against Schaefer. Matt Noel steps out and gets a steal and then gets fouled by Conley. So kind of a frustration foul there by Noah Conley as he got the ball stripped by Noel and then turned around and fouled Noel in the backcourt. Second team foul, first individual foul for Conley. Here come the Crusaders, down nine. Charlie Von Dreiger on the right wing, Chamberlain on the left wing. Up high is Schaefer, kicks it in to Quinn, gives it back to
nice
Matt
pass.
Noel. Nice pass, post-to-post pass there as Matt Noel gets the bucket. And probably a good timeout there by Trevor Alfredson. It's a short timeout, gives us a chance to thank our second quarter sponsors. They are Light Forms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent. Tammy Bertrand, along with Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, it's the North Stars 19, Crusaders 12. Crusaders down 9 at the end of the first quarter. They've cut into that a little bit here with 5:14 to go. And really, Jay, the hustle plays and so forth, it's really been in the hands of North.
It's been North. And I thought when we went 1-3-1 here to start the quarter, it kind of gave us a little burst of energy. It looked like we kind of got a little pep in our step there. And now we went back to man-to-man the last couple possessions. But I wouldn't be afraid to come back and throw a little of that zone in there. We just kind of got more active. We got some guys that have got some long arms, some length. Be active and see if we can't get some deflection steals. And I don't know, we'll see if we come back to it here later on.
Noel with five leads the Crusader attack. For the North Stars, Noah Conley with six leads their attack. Here comes Conley with the ball, working right wings, going one-on-one with Bo Chamberlain. Kicks it up high. Nothing going there with Kai Chamberlain. There's a steal by Quinn. Quinn's going to take it coast-to-coast and get the dunk. So got the Bishop Heelan student section all fired up with that dunk. The lead is five, 19-14, North High. There's Mogensen with the ball, kicks it in to Foster. Foster working against Matt Noel. Good little pass there, back out to Mogensen. Mogensen's three is off the mark, rebounded by Schaefer. Here come the Crusaders. They got a little run going here. They're going to push it up quickly. Sean Schaefer right side, Charlie Von Dreiger back up high.
Oh,
a soft pass is stolen and scored by North High there. That's Chris Berger taking advantage of a really weak pass there by the Crusaders. North Stars up a touchdown at 21-14 here with halfway through quarter number two. Schaefer with the ball up high. North stretches out, makes sure they got an eye on it. Charlie with the move inside.
We're going to call foul before the shot there.
Would have liked to see him let that one go.
That was a nice little move, nice little spin from the high post and put on the floor and got to the basket, but a little nickel dimer before he took the shot.
Josh Mogensen's whistled for that foul. That's Josh's first to go along with his 5 points. Checking back into the game is number 25, Parker Peterson, as well as number 23, Zach Hesse. Crusaders inbounded. They kick it short corner, Quinn Olson back up high. Charlie couldn't handle it. Gives it to Noel. Noel's three-pointers off the mark, rebounded by Peterson. Here comes North Stars now. One and done for the Crusaders. They're down seven. Hesse with the ball is going to back it off, hand it to Conley. Working against the Crusader, man-to-man defense. Conley thought he had it, nothing going. Missed the backdoor cut. Hesse, long three. It's off the mark and rebounded by Quinn Olson. Matt Knowles got a step on the field. Nice Euro step.
That
and
was
gets
a nice
bucket.
Move.
He's got seven. He's 2 points away from his 1,000-point mark, 21-16.
More importantly, the Crusaders defensively have been much better here this quarter than they were the first quarter.
Foster taking it right at Matt Knowles.
Quinn Olson bringing some energy here. It's been fun to watch.
They push it up quickly. Quinn's going to back it off now. Working high left, kicks it over to Noel. Noel drives in. He's going to be fouled on the drive. Common foul. Let's see who they whistle that off. It's going to be on Foster. Or...
And slowly but surely, the Crusaders got this to five. Can make it a one-possession game with a bucket here. And they just kind of clawed their way back. And it's coming on the defensive end, BG. Weren't getting some of those stops and weren't able to run in the first half. And now I've had a couple of runouts here with a dunk and a nice little Euro step by Matt Knoll. And been on that end where the difference has been.
Berger and Chamberlain with two fouls apiece. Charlie Vindrager misses the three off the inbound set. Here come the North Stars. They kick it quickly. Mogensen attacks left side. Nice defense by Sean Schaefer there. One and done there as Quinn Olson's got a run out. Quinn misses the layup. And... North Stars on the rebound, caught it from out of bounds, and so it's going to remain in the hands of North. I think Quinn Olson went up there thinking he was going to dunk it and kind of got confused in between and missed the layup, but North Stars bail him out as the Crusaders get it back.
As you know well, BG, if I could dunk, I'd try every time.
Here's a lob inside to Matt Knoll. Knoll's got his 1,000 points. That's nine on the night for him. And the lead has been cut to three, 21-18. Much like the girls' game, the second quarter has been good to the Crusaders.
Yep, that's a
good
call.
There's going to be a travel there as Hesse goes against some good defense.
Some contact there by Quinn Olson, but Quinn was straight up, and Hesse kind of tried to go through him and drag the back foot, and that was a good call there by Ron Stowers here on the stripes.
For the first time in a long time, a three-pointer would bring the Crusaders back even in this ball game. They trailed by as much as 11 early on.
I think it was 3-3. I think it might have been tied at 3-3. That's, it was the last time.
Yeah. Brady Schultz with the three. It's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Quinn. Quinn takes it in, gives it to Matt. No, there Matt with a dunk. Matt now with the 11, scores at 21-20. It is a 6-0 run here for the Crusaders to crawl back into this ball game. 2:11 to go here in the second quarter. Conley with the ball working against Schultz, step back three, is off the mark. Rebound's going to be corralled by Matt Knoll. Here come the Crusaders now with a chance to take the lead. They trail by one or under 2 minutes to go. Quinn Olson gets the ball up high. Knoll with the three, in and out. Battle for the rebound goes off Schaefer's hands. It's Schaefer and Schultz both
there. Schaefer's both there and kind of both could have had it. And
Kason Thomas is going to check into the ball game for the Crusaders. And Sean Schaefer is going to check out. 21-20 North High School.
Really, if you're healing, you got to feel pretty good being here 21-20 when you were down double digits there at one point and have clawed your way back, and you got to feel be in a pretty good position here.
You're exactly right, though. They've done it on the defensive end. As we see that, Kason Thomas nearly gets the steal, but it ends up back in the hands of Mogensen. Kicks it corner. Conley back up high. Peterson didn't have it. Back to Conley. Right wing beyond the three-point line. There's a nice curl cut.
And now he gets stolen, the steal. Kason did get the steal, yep. And that'll be a shooting foul here for Bo Chamberlain. That was the fifth one. But a nice Kason Thomas with a deflection, almost a steal. And then comes back and does get one. So that's exactly what they need from Case and Thomas off the bench. Come in, just be active, deflections, steals, rebounds. Exactly what he needed to do right there in that possession.
Bo Chamberlain's going to go to the line to shoot a couple. He's got 2 points on the night. Two fouls for Josh Mogensen, two for Berger, and two for Kai Chamberlain as Bo Chamberlain knocks that one down. We're all tied at 21-21 here. SRAM Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS join Lightforms and Tammy Bertrand of Keller Williams Real Estate as your second quarter sponsor as Chamberlain notches both free throws and for the first time tonight, I believe.
That is the first lead for the Crusaders all night.
The Crusaders find themselves up 22-21. 1:28 to go here in quarter number two. Conley with the ball, bringing it up. Backdoor cut to Foster. Foster didn't have it. Kicked it out to Mogensen. Back up to Conley. Peterson with the drive. Gets it in deep. Misses it. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be won by Bo Chamberlain. 1:08 to go here in quarter number two. Crusaders with a chance to build on that one-point lead. They lead 22-21. Quinn Olson with the ball. Kicks it right wing to Matt Knoll. Matt's cut off on his baseline drive. Kicks it back up high. Brady with a wide open three is off the mark, but Kaysen gets the rebound, misses the easy putback, and the North Stars grab the rebound. Lost opportunity there from the Crusaders as the North Stars now with the ball, 43 seconds to go, 15 seconds differential between game clock and shot clock. Three-pointer is going to be off the boards, and Conley threw up the three-pointer. It goes out of bounds off the North Stars. So the Crusaders.
And now for the Crusaders, you can hold here for one shot and go into halftime with the lead. And well, with 4 or 5 minutes left in the second quarter, I didn't know if that would be the case. So you got to be feeling good. You didn't play your best basketball, and you got a chance to go in the halftime up 4 or 5 points.
Good
or
minutes.
3 or 4 points.
Good minutes there by Case and Thomas.
Really
there.
Good minutes.
Kind of good energy minutes. 0.2 differential between game clock and shot clock, but essentially the Crusaders have a chance to hold for the last shot here. Up high with the ball is Bo Chamberlain between the circles. 17 seconds left and running. They've got Schultz in one corner. It looks like they're going to pop Schaefer to the other. Let's see what we got. Chamberlain Eight. Kicks it over to Schaefer. Schaefer pump fakes. Nothing going. Under 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Matt Knoll spins, and he's going to be bailed out with a foul there with just 1.1 second to go. And that foul's going to be whistled on Noah Conley, and he joins the two-foul club. It's Mogensen, Conley, Berger, and Chamberlain, four of the five starters for the North Stars with two fouls. It's going to put Matt Knoll to the line to shoot two. 1.1 second to go. Matt's first free throw is up and good. He'll get one more. 9 points in the quarter, 12 points on the night for Matt Knoll. He's got one more coming, 23-21. Biggest lead of the night by North was 11 points. This is the biggest point. Lead of the night as Matt misses that one. They grab the rebound, and that's how the first half is going to end as the Crusaders grab the lead back from the North Stars. It's the Crusaders 23, North 21. You've been listening to Crusader basketball here from North High School. Big thanks to our second quarter sponsors, Lightforms, Keller Williams Real Estate, agent Tammy Bertrand, SRAM Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. As both teams hit the locker room at half, it's the Crusaders 23, North High 21. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For four generations, serving the Tri-State area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks, Tri-State Dental Care, care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio
and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mullett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Come away to a quiet place. Trinity Heights offers more than 24 shrines, memorial garden spots, and quiet corners for prayer and reflection amidst 14 acres of spacious walkways and soft green spaces. We offer a peaceful setting away from everyday hassle. Two magnificent statues anchor Trinity Heights on each end, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. An impressive life-size carving of the Last Supper is located in St. Joseph Center across from the Marion Center gift shop. You will find Queen of Peace in Trinity Heights located at 33rd and Floyd Boulevard, Sioux City, Iowa.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Jay Wright, I'm Bob Gehry. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show here on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA Catholic Radio, brought to you tonight by our premier halftime sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. The Crusaders lead the Sioux City North Stars 23-21. Crusaders trailed by 9, 17-8 after one quarter, but were able to outscore the North Stars 15-4 in the second stanza to grab the two-point halftime lead. Along with Dave Pepin, our other halftime sponsors include Mollet Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. Once again, on the Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders up 2, 23-21. Real quickly, Crusaders led in scoring, as they so often are, by Matt Noll with 12, 4 points apiece for Quinn Olson and Bo Chamberlain, and 3 for Charlie Von Drager off the bench. For the North Stars, they were led by Noah Conley with 6, 5 points for Josh Mogensen, 4 points for Dominic Foster, and 2 points apiece for Chris Berger and Kai Chamberlain. Once again, the North Stars held to just one field goal and 4 points in that second quarter as the Crusaders got themselves back in the game with a 15-4 run and lead at half, 23-21. A reminder that we're back on the air on Tuesday night from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as the Crusaders will entertain the Lamar's Bulldogs in a key MRAC doubleheader. Girls will tip off at 5:30. Boys will tip off after that. Again, that coverage will be brought to you by on Catholic Radio, pregame 5:15, girls tip at 5:30 on Tuesday. Both teams are in action tomorrow. The girls travel to Dell Center Grimes for a big one. The number 1 and 2 rated teams, computer rated teams in the state. The Heelan Crusaders and Dell Center Grimes will tee it up tomorrow. Both teams undefeated. That should be a great one from Dallas Center. And the boys are traveling to the prestigious Nebraska Classic, where they'll take on the number 1 rated Class B team in Nebraska, Firth Norris. That game's at 4 o'clock in Omaha on the campus of Creighton University. So both these teams got high-profile games tomorrow. The girls at Dell Center Grimes and the guys at Creighton University taking on Norris. Again, we won't have coverage of either of those games, but we'll be back on the air Tuesday when action resumes next week. Well, Jay, thoughts on that first half?
Well, I think it was once we got some energy, it really changed. You know what I mean? I think Matt went Matt Hahn got us out in a 1-3-1. We trapped a little bit right at the start of the quarter. It just gave us a little bit of an energy. I think Kaysen Thomas brought some energy when he came in, and it just took. And then obviously Quinn Olson, who's been doing it for 2 years, but all of a sudden he's getting steals and rebounds, and then we got some transition, some easy buckets. And you had mentioned, boy, when that zone gets set up, we're struggling. So how do you beat that? Well, get some turnovers, get some steals, get some runouts, get some easy buckets before that zone is set up. So I think the energy we bring is going to be a big, big difference in this half. You know, but you got to come with it right away. You can't say, well, we got the lead now, sit back and relax. You got to come and get after it right away.
Well, kudos to both these teams for their defensive efforts.
Yep.
I mean, they're flying all over the place, and both teams are having trouble.
And every time, you know, on this, you know, end for Heelan on offense, every time Mantle got the ball, four guys collapsed. And if Quinn got it, it was two or three. And, you know, obviously, you know, had scouted us, know who the guys are that got to stop, and they're very aware of it and know where our shooters are. And great game plans by both coaches. And points have been tough to come by here. It's just been a, you know, I don't know if I'd use the word ugly, but if you like defense, it's been beautiful, I guess. Been a really, really tight game, and I think it's going to stay that way. I don't see their team, you know, making a big running, pulling away here.
Yeah, if you're an offensive purist, it was less than beautiful.
This is a struggle.
23-21 Crusaders here at half. It was good to see Zach Hestey get back on the floor for the North High senior campaign here. He's had a great career here at North High. It's good to see him back on the court. Again, your halftime show tonight was brought to you, as it always is, by Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mild Industrial, Goo Bush, Dry Cleaners, Paychex, HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. We'll take it back to the studio. When we come back, we've got quarter number three. We've got a good one going. Crusaders 23, North 21. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
Culligan. For more than 80 years, your local Culligan man has been the expert in providing quality water solutions for your unique residential, business, and commercial water treatment needs. Whether you need a water softener, reverse osmosis system, water filtering, water coolers, bottled water, or softener salt delivery, Culligan has been the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. Located at 1111 West 21st Street, Sioux City, to find out more, call 712-252-4479.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. As both teams are taking their last shots here at halftime, Crusaders lead 23-21. We hope all of you are staying warm and cozy back home. And as we're getting in another beautiful Iowa night where the temperatures are forecast to go well below zero. And hopefully the stretch ends here pretty soon. But it's great to have all you aboard. It's always a pleasure for us to bring you the ball games, and we certainly hope you enjoyed as much as we do. Jay Wright stepping in tonight for Tom Betts. Jay, it was great, good to have you aboard here. We got
it's
a good one going here.
It is,
and you made the call on this.
It's always a good night to be watching high school basketball, isn't it, BG? It's still a great game. So,
and so as we start the second half, let's possession arrow, I think, is going to point in favor of the North Stars. So they're going to get the ball down, too. Our third quarter is brought to you tonight, as it always is, by Falk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Home, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Again, on the Security National Bank scoreboard as we go with quarter three, it's the Crusaders up 2, 23-21.
If I'm the Crusaders, we're still looking for offense. You know, Sean Schaefer with no points here, Brady Schultz no points, and those are some percentage-wise, some good three-point shooters. You know, they're against that zone. We need them to knock down some threes and get in that scoring column.
Mogensen with a jumper from the elbow. It's blocked by Schultz. Quinn Olson goes coast to coast, and he's going to get hacked in the act, and that foul's going to be whistled on. I'm trying to see who it is. I think it's Chamberlain.
Yep,
Kai
11.
Chamberlain. So Kai's quickly got his third. He's going to put Quinn Olson to the line. to shoot a pair.
And that was a really good start. You're on defense. Struggled defense a little bit early. Nice to get a little block shot from Brady Schultz and a run out for Quinn. And obviously this team's a lot better when they can get out and run the floor.
Yeah, when you only have 4 points between Schultz, Olsen, and Schaefer, I tell you what, puts a lot of pressure on everybody else. So first free throw is missed by Olsen. Second free throw is also missed, but Matt Knowles there to get the rebound. So the Crusaders dodge a bullet and get a second chance opportunity here as Bo Chamberlain's going to set the offense up. They're going to stay in that zone, that trapping zone that's been really effective for North High. The kick at corner, Brady Schultz with the three-pointer off the board and rebounded by Mogensen. Here come the North Stars as they kick it up quickly. Chamberlain with the drive, kicks it into Foster. It's tipped away, but Conley gets in his hands. His fadeaway jumper is good. Beautiful-looking shot by Noah Conley. He's got 8 to lead the North High attack. We're all knotted at 23-23 here, 1 minute into quarter number 3. Matt Knoll, little jumper from 12 feet. They went for the steal. He got it inside the paint and got the bucket. 14 points for Matt.
Great, but I think the energy for the Crusaders has been good so far at the start of this quarter. The bucket they did get was kind of off a deflection that the Crusaders almost got. And
long three-pointers in and out, and a poor pin-out as Conley gets a put back there. Kai Chamberlain, an open three, and nobody went for the rebound when he missed it, and Conley got it, put it right back in. He's got 10 now. Offensive end, cross-court pass. Schultz turns it down, drives lane, nothing going. Quinn Olsen, tough jumper off the move, misses it, rebounded by Chamberlain. Here comes the North Stars, kick it up quickly to Foster. He's got in the left corner, kicks it inside. Mogensen working against Quinn Olsen, gets caught up in the lane, has to kick it back outside, and they'll reset the offense with Kai Chamberlain. Foster with the ball now, a couple dribbles. There's a long three, it's off the mark, and again, Conley hits the boards, and he's going to be fouled by Brady Schultz. So the difference for the North Stars in the third quarter has been Noah Conley. Schultz with his second foul. Olsen's got 2 as well for the Crusaders. 6:02 to go here in quarter number 3. We're deadlocked at 25. Crusaders led by 2. And Foster gets an easy one there.
Little screen and slip, and Crusaders didn't do a very good job of switching on that. And easy bucket.
6-2 run by the North Stars here in the third quarter have got them back up on top, 27-25. Schultz has an open look from the three. He turns it down, backs it up, kicks it right side. Schaefer pump fakes, gets it inside Olsen. There's a nice post-to-post pass, but Matt Knoll missed the jumper, but the Crusaders get the rebound. Schultz with another three lift. That's off the mark and rebounded by the North Stars as Mogensen pushes it up quickly. Corner three. Good. Noah Conley with the three there. Now that leads 5. Big run there by Noah Conley. He's got 7 already at the other end. Matt Knoll misses it. Battle for the rebound is going to be off the North Stars, I believe. No, it's going to stay with the...
I think it went off the Crusaders. I wasn't sure what they... I didn't see anybody point there.
30-25. A 9-2 run here to start the third quarter, similar to what we saw at the start of the game. Has got the Crusaders down by 5, 30-25 here, 3 minutes into quarter number 3. There's an open look in the corner, but nothing going. They're going to back it out. Kai Chamberlain with the ball. High left. They kick it corner. Baseline drive. Ball's tipped. Comes back in the hands of Mogensen. He misses it, and this time Schaefer's able to corral the rebound. And here come the Crusaders working against that trapping zone to defense from North High. They trail by 5, 30-25. Schaefer with the ball up high. Bo Chamberlain back to Schaefer. Schaefer lifts from 3 and in and out. Matt Knoll with the rebound and the putback. He misses it, but Quinn Olsen's there to tip it back in. Nice tip by Quinn. 30-27. North High. Here comes North. Right side Conley. Back up high to Mogensen. Foster inside. He's working against Schaefer. Back out to Conley. Conley's going to drive. Kicks to Chamberlain. Chamberlain misses it. Rebound Quinn Olsen. Here come the Crusaders now on the move. Quinn brings it across the timeline. Corner. Bo Chamberlain. 3. Good.
Good.
Bo for 3.
And just like that, it's back tied up. So, and Quinn Olsen doing it both ends. The rebound tip in there, then a big rebound here and pushes the break. So great energy out of Quinn here.
7-7, or 7 points for Bo, as there's going to be an and one there as Foster drives to the lane and gets the bucket. And let's see who they're going to whistle the foul on. Dominic Foster with the and one opportunity. And it's going to be whistled on Bo Chamberlain. So Bo with two, Schultz with two, Olson with two for the Crusaders. For the North Stars, Mogensen, Conley, Berger, and Kai Chamberlain with two apiece as Foster goes to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play on the year. He's a 53% free throw shooter. So far tonight, he's a perfect 2-for-2. Make that 3-for-3 as he knocks it down. 9 points now for Dominic Foster, the 6'3 junior. 3:44 to go here in quarter number three. 33-30, the North Stars over the Crusaders. And Sean Schaefer brings it across the timeline, kicks it left wing to Chamberlain. Charlie Von Drager with the three.
Oh,
good.
That's good to see.
Charlie comes right into the game. They find an open three. He knocks it down. He's got a pair of threes tonight, and we're all tied up. Threes are hot, 33-33.
With 3:33 left almost. It's
crazy.
A great play by
Balls on the floor, and Kaysen Thomas doing a Kaysen Thomas thing, a hustle play, and ties it up. Turnover North Stars, and the Crusaders get it back.
A little bit of loose ball, and Kaysen just diving on the floor, getting that loose ball, and that's the energy you need out of him and the kind of play you need him to make.
3:18 to go here in the third quarter. We're deadlocked at 33. Crusaders with the ball, working against that north eye zone. Right wing now to Matt Knoll. Matt's going to take a couple dribbles, kicks it. Bo Chamberlain, wide open three. Good.
Nice pass from Matt Knoll there. Good find. Again, he attracts so much attention. Literally four guys got their heads turned looking at Matt or guarding Matt. He took one dribble and just kicked it opposite side to the opposite wing where nobody's there because they've all collapsed onto him. So nice recognition by Matt Knoll making that pass.
I believe the three-point lead for the Crusaders is their biggest lead of the night, 36-33. At the other end, a nice drive there by Frazee as he's going to miss the shot but get fouled. He's going to go to line to shoot two. Alex Frazee, the 6'5 junior.
And, Bob, you know, I've seen a lot of games the last probably 3-4 years, and just kids don't want to take charges anymore.
No.
There's been several the last two times down here, the kids trying to stick their hands and get a steal instead of just one step over and take a charge. And I can't remember the last time I've seen somebody just step in and take a charge like that in a game. And I don't know if it's watching YouTube videos and nobody's doing it well, but we should make a reel of guys taking charges to show these kids. And those are big plays and just need somebody to step over and take one here.
Checking into the games, Peterson for the North Stars as Frazee misses the first free throw. He's got one more here. Hesse has also checked into the ball game. Frazee knocks that one down. He's got three. They're back within two. Crusaders 36, North High 34 with 2:41 to go here in quarter number three. Matt Knoll with the ball up high between the circle. Kicks it into Quinn. Quinn gets double teamed back out to Knoll. Charlie Von Drager right wing. Knoll high with the ball beyond the three-point line. They get into Quinn, and he's going to be hacked by, I believe that's going to be a foul on Hesse.
Yep.
And that's going to be Zach's first foul. Third team foul for the North Stars. Crusaders going to inbound under their own basket. 2:26 to go here in the third quarter. They lead by two, 36-34. Trouble getting it in. Finally get into Bo Chamberlain. Bo with a long three-pointer, pump fakes, goes to the elbow jumper. Good.
Boy, he's had a big quarter.
I tell you what, that's 8 in the quarter, 12 in the night.
And he hadn't hit the rim this quarter. Those have been pure.
38-34 Crusaders. North Stars on the attack now. Hesse with a baseline drive, draws contact, nothing called, misses it. Rebound by Charlie Von Drager there. Here come the Crusaders with the ball. Matt Knoll working high right, kicks it over to Quinn Olson, working above the arc. Bo Chamberlain's got a little space there. I don't know if I'd give him that as hot as he is this quarter. Finally, Bo kicks it in to Matt Knoll. Back to Bo. Bo with a three from the corner, and he's going to be hacked on the three. And Bo's going to get three free throws.
Well, one of the big parts of this game, too, the second and third quarter for the Crusaders, they really started to take care of the boards. By my math, about rebounding 18-7 here in the last two quarters. And you know, getting extra possessions for yourself, not giving them extra possessions, but they had several in the first quarter getting extra possessions. So taking care of the board has been big here for the Crusaders.
Bo gets that free throw. Foul was on Hesse on the three-point shot. 39-34 Crusaders. Falk Brothers and Central Bank are your premier third-quarter sponsors along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities. Meyer Brother Funeral Home with McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. As Bo misses the second, he's got three here. He'll get one more free throw. Chamberlain with a chance to get his 10th point of the third quarter with a minute 43 to go here. He has been the spark plug offensively as he knocks that down.
Well, he said they needed some scoring from somewhere, and he's provided it. He's answered the bell, so to speak. So that's been big.
16 points for Noel, 14 points for...
And Crusaders go back to the 1-3-1 and almost a travel.
Ball in the corner. Kick it into Foster. Foster up high to Mogensen. He drives, pulls back, shoots it. Nice job by Josh Mogensen. He's got a pair now. 7 points on the night for Mogensen. 40-36 says there's your, might be your charge.
It was close. He was just a little bit late getting with Coach Alperson. Thought he was there. I do think he might have slid in late on that one, but you'll see a lot of referees just reward the effort, but I do think he slid in late on that.
Not sure he's not.
He certainly would have been inside the charge circle had there been one of those in high school basketball, which there is not.
I'm not sure why they're not getting two shots on it. On the inbounds, Von Drager goes over the back, and the Bronx cheer goes up from the North High faithful, thinking they've been less than benefited by the officiating here lately. Third foul on Charlie Von Drager to go along with his 6 points. As checking back into the ball game is Noah Conley. 40-36, 107 to go here in your third quarter. Crusaders led by two at half, 23-21. A little more scoring here in the third quarter. Crusaders holding on to a four-point edge. Right wing, Kai Chamberlain kicks it corner now to Hesse, guarded by Von Drager. Picks his dribble up, trying to get it inside to Foster. Foster working against Charlie. Gets the ball blocked, and it's going to be off Charlie and out of bounds.
Oh,
whoa.
Saying it's Heelan's ball, and I think they're going to
I think they're going to turn that around. It's got to be going to end up with
an and they got it right. That's the right call.
Absolutely.
Only 15 on the shot clock here.
46 on your game clock. On the inbound set, is stolen by Matt Noel. Matt's going to go in and dunk it.
The Stars actually had a good out-of-bounds play there and just kind of fumbled the pass and went right to Matt, and he's able to get a run out.
Hesse with a nice
move.
They're going to call it on the ground there.
Yep. His shooting foul will be in the bonus here.
So Zach Hesse's going to go to the line to try and get in the scoring column. That foul's going to be on Charlie Von Drager. That's four on Charlie. Charlie's gave us a nice boost off the bench with 6 points, so. Hesse's first free throw touches everything and goes in. 42-37, 5-point lead for the Crusaders. Zach's going to get one more free throw here. Second free throw for Zach Hesse is up and good. A couple of free throws for Zach, and he's going to be checked out. Peterson's going to check in. Von Drager checks out for the Crusaders, and Kason Thomas checks in. Shot clock is off. 25 seconds left here in the third quarter. Crusaders up 4, 42-38. General thought is that they'll go try and go for the last shot here with the shot clock off. Bo Chamberlain up high with the ball above the circle. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, back to Chamberlain. He gets it over to Schaefer. Schaefer, corner three, is off the mark. Foster with the rebound. Three-quarter court shot is off the mark, but after three, it's the Crusaders stretching that two-point halftime lead to four. Is on your Security National Bank. It is the Crusaders 42, North High 38. Big thanks to our third quarter sponsors. When we come back, we got a good one going here. Quarter number four, again, the Crusaders leading the North Stars 42-38 on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Cost is never a barrier to healing at your local Catholic Charities. We offer a sliding fee scale for mental health counseling, in person or by telehealth, through locations in Carroll, Fort Dodge, Sioux City, and Spencer. No matter where you live in the diocese, no matter your financial situation, if you are struggling, Catholic Charities is here for you. Speak with one of our caring professionals at 712-252-4547.
Hi, this is Nick Hegarty, president of Prime Bank in Sioux City and 1996 graduate of Helan High School, along with Dave Hegarty, senior vice president and 2002 graduate. Prime Bank is proud to be a supporter of Catholic Radio and Bishop Helan Athletics. For over 127 years, Prime Bank has been committed to the communities we serve. As a community bank, we take pride in supporting educational and extracurricular opportunities that help students reach their potential. At Prime Bank, we want the same for you. Make Prime Bank the first choice for your financial needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1991, Sioux Body Shop is a family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son Costa came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sioux Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. And just like that, that four-point Crusader lead at the end of the third quarter has disappeared as back-to-back threes by Kai Chamberlain of North High has the North Stars back up on top, 44-42, 1 minute into quarter four. And Brady Schultz answers. Brady with his first bucket of the night puts the Crusaders back on top, 45-42. 6:41 to go here in your ballgame. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. There's Conley rising up. His three-pointer's off the mark. Bo Chamberlain with the rebound. Here come the Crusaders. They got the lead and the ball as they cross midcourt. Quinn Olson with the ball up high. Thought about dropping it in. Now Bo back to Quinn. Quinn three-pointer is short, and the rebound's going to be corralled by Foster of North. So North with the ball and a chance to grab the lead back here with 6:12 to go in your ball game as Conley, Noah Conley, brings it across the midcourt. Flips it back. Long three is in and out. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Brady Schultz. Good hustle by Brady. Ball's finally corralled by Matt Noel. Here come the Crusaders. They got a three-on-two situation. Matt's going to take it coast-to-coast. Gets the ball blocked, but Brady's there to get the rebound. The Crusaders are going to get a second-chance opportunity. Quinn up high between the circles. Back to Brady. Brady with another three off the mark. Quinn Olson rises high to get the rebound.
Quinn Olson's 10th rebound of the night already.
Third opportunity on this possession for the Crusaders as they get into Matt Noel. He's going to be double-teamed. Kicks it up high to Brady. Brady's three is off the mark.
Bo Chamberlain rebound. Chamberlain back out to Brady Schultz, top of the key, into Matt Noel. Four people around him, gets hammered and yanked down, and he will get two free throws. I believe that foul will be on Conley, I believe, pulling him down.
Let's see here as they wait to put it on the board.
Nope, they called it on, I think, number one here.
Mogensen, yep, with that foul. Yep. That's his third. He's going to put...
Great possession there by Helan, though. Three offensive rebounds. You give him enough chance, and now you get to the free throw line. Really good rebounding by the Crusaders, as that's where they've really been able to open this game up here. Out-rebounding the North Stars by nine here in the game.
It's really been a... two-headed.
And there's another rebound by Bo Chamberlain, and he's
fouled. Line.
That's really, Bo's third rebound of this half already.
It's really going to have been a two-headed attack here offensively. 17 points for Matt Noel and 14 for Bo Chamberlain as Bo goes to the line to shoot a pair here.
I didn't see who
they called that foul on.
That was on Mogensen again, so that's his fourth.
Chamberlain's first free throw is up and good.
And one of the big things for this Crusader team, they do a pretty good job of getting to the line. The big thing to take them from to the next level is knocking those free throws down. Been shooting in the 60%, get that up into the 70s, 80s, and this team's going to roll.
A Chamberlain make here would get that four-point lead back that they had at the end of the third quarter. 5:17 left in the ball game. As he gets both free throws, 48-44 Crusaders. Here come the North Stars. Scoring has picked up considerably from the first half, where it was 23-21. There's a drive, and I think Chamberlain, that's Bo Chamberlain, is going to be whistled for his third foul. Can't afford to have Bo on the bench.
And not the way he's been playing here this half. He's been really, really good.
Jimmy Johns, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. Join St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank as your fourth quarter sponsors. A big thanks to all those great sponsors doing the right Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. North Wall inbounding under their own basket on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 5:08 left in the ballgame. Crusaders up 4, 48-44.
Not sure what we're looking at here. Somebody tucking a shirt in, maybe? Yeah, it looks like he's tucking a shirt in.
Here we go. North's been pretty effective with their inbound sets.
A little
sets.
Bit better job defensively there by Heelan.
They kick into Foster. Foster gets shut down by Noel. He kicks it back up high. Here's Kai Chamberlain. You want to keep an eye on him. He opened the quarter with a couple of three-pointers. Kai from just inside the volleyball line. Now he's going to drive on Matt. Kicks it corner. Baseline drive. Nothing going. North kicks it back up. And North's going to take a timeout with 15 seconds left on the shot clock. It's a full timeout. We're going to take one with you with 4:48 to go in your ballgame. It's the Crusaders 48, North High 44. We're going to send it back for a 30-second spot. And when we come back, it'll be North High ball.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heelan and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heelan Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We're at North High, above North High here at midcourt as the Crusaders and the North Stars are got themselves in a good one here. Crusaders 48, North 44. And North will have the ball here with just under 5 minutes left in the ball game. 15 seconds left on the shot clock as they'll get an inbound from their own sideline. Jay, I tell you what, you get the feeling this is going to be pushed all the way to the last seconds
this
of the game.
This could be a white knuckler. You know, buckle up on the finish of this one here.
With the ball is Mogensen. Kicks it over. Three-pointer is in and out. That was Conley. Had a good look. Couldn't get it there. Rebounded by the Crusaders. Quinn Olson's going to bring it across the timeline. The lead is 4. Let's see if the Crusaders can build on that. Matt Noel, the ball. High right. Kicks it over to Schaefer. They spin it. Bo Chamberlain kicks it into Matt. All right, into Quinn. Quinn kicks it over to Matt Noel. Schultz. Now it's back to Bo Chamberlain. He misses the three, rebounded by Foster there. So had a look with Quinn Olson.
And not
inside.
A bad possession, some good ball movement.
And the North Stars turn it over at the other end, trying to hit Foster on a backdoor cut. Conley maybe tried to do a little too much with that pass. 4:04 to go. We're halfway through quarter four. Crusaders up 4, 48-44. As the Crusaders bring across the timeline, working against that trapping zone to defense by North High. Schaefer, pump fake on the right side,
nice
kicks it into Quinn. Quinn
how was
gets
that not
the ball
a foul?
Blocked.
I do not know what.
Wow.
I do not know how that wasn't a foul. That's a couple of them now that they've let go on that
on.
End. And
Jack Mogensen drives in, misses it, gets his own rebound. A second chance opportunity, but the Crusaders steal it. 3:33 to go. Crusaders up 4 again. Third time here in a row they have a chance to build on that 4-point lead with under 3.5 to go here in the ballgame. Schultz with the ball up high left. Dribbles it between the circles. North applying the pressure. They get it to Matt Noel. Cross court Chamberlain. Back to Schultz. Noel in the corner. He's going to get double team, and they're going to call a foul, I believe.
He's still seeing a lot of attention, but you're seeing them now on that weak side. Bo Chambers on that weak side. They got to kind of honor him. They're not coming with 3-4 guys like they were. Still coming with a double team, but Matt's done a really good job of recognizing that and kicking out of it.
Parker Peterson with that foul, 48-44. We've got a timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout. Once again, our sponsors, I think we'll keep it right here, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy Johns, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenbelt Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more are your fourth quarter sponsors. Crusaders trailed 17-8 after one. They grabbed the lead at halftime 23-21, held on to that lead 42-38 at the end of three, and right now the score stands at 48-44. A reminder that the girls travel to Dallas Center Grimes tomorrow in a big one, and the boys travel to the Nebraska Basketball Classic to take on Norris, the number one rated Class B team in Nebraska. So both your Crusader squads have their hands full tomorrow on the road. We will not have coverage here on Catholic Radio. Our coverage will resume on Tuesday as the Lamar's Bulldogs come to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse to take on the Crusaders. Girls tip at 5:30. Boys after that. Jay, will that be a 5:30 or be a 5:45?
That should be a 5:30 start there for the girls, 7 o'clock for the boys. Okay. Don't forget wrestling this weekend at home. The swimmers in action again. The swim team having a really, really nice year, setting some records, having some really, really good times. The Sioux City Spartan swim team, which is kind of the whole northwest Iowa area, but a couple of good Heland swimmers on that team, and they're also having a really, really nice year. So it's been a really good winter for the Crusaders.
If you are a fan of wrestling, tomorrow's a good one at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. There is a lot of talent that comes in. Four different mats going, so it's wall-to-wall action at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse tomorrow on the wrestling. Crusaders with the ball out of the timeout. 23 seconds left on the shot clock. They kick a corner to Matt Noel. Matt with a spin move.
No,
has the ball blocked.
That one I'm not sure was. There's a couple of men
Late foul call by the outside official on number 21. That's Foster is going to send Matt Noel to the line to shoot a couple. If you were not with us earlier, Matt, midway through the second quarter, notched his 1,000th career point tonight for the Crusaders as his first free throw is off the mark. He'll get one more in game one tonight. Brooklyn Stanley notched her 1,000th point for the Crusaders.
How rare is it to have two in a season, let alone two in the same game? I don't know if that's probably ever happened.
One for two for Matt Noel. That leads at five, I believe. That might be the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders at 5 points, 49-44. We're under 3 minutes to go here. Chamberlain kicks it off to Hesse, right wing. He's got Foster posted up. Back to Chamberlain. There's a long three. Conley off the mark. Oh, caught a break there. Matt Knoll's going to get the rebound and walk it across midcourt. So time is on the in the favor of the Crusaders now. They are not going to rush as they're going to play a little catch here, work that shot clock down.
Oh, maybe not. we got it back.
Matt Knoll's got it on the right baseline. He drives baseline, kicks it. Schultz had a three, nothing going. Still 14 seconds left
still
on the shot clock. Quinn now high left.
Oh,
nice
feed.
Diagonal pass. And great.
Nice feed by Quinn Olson to Sean Schaefer.
And really a nice job of Sean Schaefer of hanging in the air and avoiding the contact and getting the bucket. 7 points to lead, 51-44. We're under 2 minutes left in the ball game. Chamberlain with the missed three, rebounded by Schultz. And Brady's had a nice night on the boards. As he's going to bring it across midcourt, 1:46 to go here, 28 seconds on the shot clock. Crusader leads 7. And
a little surprised they're staying in that zone. You think they'd come out, maybe try to get some pressure, maybe speed up the Crusaders a little bit, but they're sitting in that zone and letting us run some clock here.
In this type of game, 7 points is a pretty big lead.
A lot.
As Quinn Olson gets it inside, tries to shovel it down to Matt Noel, but his ball's tipped out of bounds. 12 seconds on the shot clock, 1:29 left on the game clock, 51-44. Crusaders, a bucket here would go a long way toward icing this ball game, and I think Matt Hahn realizes that, and he takes the timeout. As waiting to see yet, it's a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it here. One more shout-out to our fourth-quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank are your premier sponsors. Joining them are Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards, and more. The Crusaders looking to sweep tonight's doubleheader as they're holding on to a 7-point lead here as we're getting late in the game. Again, if you didn't join us earlier, the girls got off to kind of a slow start, trailing by three at the end of one, but they cruised to a 79-41 victory. Again, congratulations to Brooklyn Stanley, who not only joined the 1,000-point club, but moved herself into number two on the list of all-time leaders in steals, bypassing her sister.
Yes.
So Stanley sit 2 and 3. I don't know. Who sits one?
There's a girl named Carly Tritz who
she was in a whole other world. She was all right. On the inbounds play, they try to lob it in, didn't get it. And it's stolen by Conley. Conley's going to go in. And,
oh, nice job by Sean Schaefer. What is he going to? Oh my goodness!
Jump ball. It's going to be in the hands of who here? Crusaders, I believe. So it worked out fortuitously for
Sean
Schaefer.
Kind of made it look like he was going to try to draw a charge and kind of backed away, and it kind of threw Conley off a little bit, and he kind of crotched the layup. But nice job by Sean to recognize he wasn't going to be set and just jump back out and kind of distract Conley just enough to miss.
14 fouls on North High as they apply some full court pressure. Nice job by Schaefer getting it across. Gives it out to Matt Knoll. Knoll's going to be guarded closely by Foster. Not sure if they're trying to foul or not, but the refs are not calling it.
They were certainly doing it. The Crusaders will go to the bonus on that one, so Matt Knoll headed to the line here.
That's the fourth foul on Dominic Foster. Fifth team foul, so every free throw from here, or every foul from here on in will be two shots. As Matt Knoll goes to the line to shoot two. He's got 18 tonight to lead the Crusader attack. First free throw is good. And he'll get one more. That lead of 8, 52-44, is the biggest lead of the night. Kudos to the North Stars.
And you're sitting in a three-possession game right now. But, boy, it'd be nice to get it to 9, but they got to get three threes, you know.
And they've got some three-point shooters. Second free throw is missed. So 3-for-6 is all for Knoll here from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. We're under 1 minute to go here. Zach Hesse working corner. Fadeaway three for Zach is good.
Oh, shot. That was a tough one, too, because Quinn was right on him. He kind of backed away. And
there's one of them.
Got the shot to go.
48.8 seconds to go, 52-47. We're going to take it back to the studio for a quick timeout. 30-second ad. When we come back, we'll have the conclusion to tonight's ballgame. Crusaders up 5 with under 50 seconds to go.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. 48.8 seconds to go. 52-47. Crusaders with a 5-point lead. They'll have an inbounds opportunity under the North High basket, 94 feet from their own. As both teams come out of their timeout, one would expect, and we're seeing full court pressure by North High. Again, the Crusaders lead by 5. Quinn Olson's going to trigger the inbounds here. Having trouble finding, and gets it tipped and stolen, and they miss the layup.
Oh, my.
And Matt Knoll is able to get the rebound, and he gets fouled. My goodness,
we
dodged the ball.
That was good clean living there, BG.
On the steal was Chris Berger, and just missed an easy one. And on the miss, Matt Knoll gets the rebound here with 44.4 seconds to go. Matt's going to go to the line to shoot a pair. He's 3-for-6 here in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. And 6-for-12 overall. So let's see if we can get a couple here for the Crusaders' leading scorer and one of the leading scorers in the state in 3A. First free throw is off the mark.
Long.
Take your time, Matt. One's big here. Lead is 5. Let's get it to back to 6. 44.4 seconds to go. Second free throw is up and good.
Good.
So 1-for-2 once again for Matt Knoll. Lead is 6, 53-47. North pushes it up quickly. Conley drives into the lane. Puts it up. A wild shot. It's off the back of the bangboard, and it's going to be out of bounds off North High.
A good decision by Conley to drive because Crusaders don't want to foul. Good decision, but you just, all you need to do is jump stop and go up through traffic. We weren't going to foul. Just let him go through traffic and then.
Crusaders with a long pass to Sean Schaefer.
Oh.
Sean misses it, and they Foster now with it. Crusaders have fouls to give here. As it's stolen back by Bo Chamberlain. And Bo's going to be fouled. And really, it's something right now. If Matt Noel wants, or Matt Hahn wants to, they have three fouls to give here. 29.3 seconds to go. Crusaders up six. One free throw make here would make things pretty difficult.
That new rule, a lot of teams have fouls to give at the end of the game because you reset, and it happens quite a bit where, hey, we still got fouls to give at the end, and coaches got to remember, hey, I got that in my back pocket. Foul them coming up the court. Don't let them get a shot off. And it's something young kids today don't really understand that rule. You got to kind of teach them, hey, we want to foul even though we're ahead. They don't understand why you're doing that, why you're just trying to make them have to go inbound the ball and take some time off inbound the ball again.
Chamberlain misses the first free throw. Let's get this one down, Bo. He does, knocks it down.
Now it's a three-possession game at seven.
54-47, 28 seconds to go. Hesse brings it up. Hesse with a long bomb three. It's good.
Makes it. And that's where you foul him at half court. Yeah. You know, you prevent that three from happening and make him run some more time. So
not over yet. 54-50, Crusaders, 22.8 seconds to go. And now you really need to.
Well, and if you're healing, you've struggled getting the ball inbounds here a little bit. Last two possessions, you've had the ball under your basket that have resulted in turnovers. So the biggest thing Coach Hahn's doing right now, hey, draw something up, get that ball inbounds. You're going to come foul you. Just get it in. Be strong with the ball. You got three timeouts left here. So, you know, if you get in trouble, take a timeout. Just don't get too big of a hurry.
Real quickly, 20 points for Matt Hahn.
Matt Noel. I know what you
Matt
meant.
Matt Noel, yeah.
We know what you meant. Coach Hahn's a great player. He's getting that from the bench.
They've got him with 22 on their scoreboard here. I've got him with 20, but 17 points for Bo Chamberlain. Really has been the offensive nucleus for the Crusaders tonight. Again, with 22.8 seconds to go, the Crusaders will have the ball and the lead, 54-50, but they'll be taking it. Out of bounds.
Run the baseline here. Looks like they're going to put everybody out of bounds here again, which you can do on a made basket. So all five Crusaders will start out of bounds. And they run in and somebody come back. Yep, just like that. Somebody come back to the ball. It's a nice little design by Coach Hahn.
And they're going to foul. Conley's going to commit the foul. That's his third. He's going to foul Brady Schultz. Brady's going to go to the line to shoot a pair here on the season. Brady is 8 for 10, 80% free throw shooter. So a couple of here would make it really
nice
difficult.
Nice little play design there. All four guys were out of bounds next to Quinn to Quinn's left. So to Quinn's left, Quinn sent about the S of stars, and the other guys were all on the ARS over there, and three of them ran long, and Brady just kind of ran underneath him, a little pass route that Coach LaFleur would be proud of, and got him the ball in some space, and they had to come foul your best free throw shooter. Nice little play set.
That was a really nice play as Schultz misses the first one. Take your time. Free throws are
free throws are the big thing for the Crusaders this year. It's just been hard to ice games. It's also hard to come back if you're behind, if you're not getting the free ones. They're called free for a reason, and you need to knock those down.
I think if he makes this, you're going to see a Crusader timeout. Nope.
Picking up with some pressure.
One for two there. 5-point lead. Foster
again,
goes coast to coast.
Got that foul to give and didn't use it.
Wow.
You know, let him check it long and didn't get the foul. And that, you know.
So Foster cuts it to a one-possession game here. 55-52 with 17.5 seconds to go. An eternity yet.
Yep.
Yeah, so we have a 30-second timeout.
And they are out of timeouts. So North High now out of timeouts. Three still left for the Crusaders. And, again, you know, get your starting quarterback under there, inbound on the ball, run some stuff here. If, again, nothing's there, you can take a timeout. You can run the baseline. No need to panic here. You're in good shape if you're the Crusaders with a three-point lead.
I tell you what, that burger steal and missed.
It was big
that,
now.
That,
isn't it?
Yeah, that plays big right now. So here come the both teams are coming out with a 30-second timeout again. Timeouts left. I believe North Stars are out of their timeouts here. So Crusaders, again, are going to run that bunch set from the inbound set. You just want to make sure everybody gets inbounds when you catch it here. Quinn Olson's going to trigger it inbounds here. And Matt
right
Noel
back to
gets
the
it
well
back.
Done. Back to, yep. And that was good. Yeah, and that time they ran Brady across the formation again, if you will, and brought back Matt Noel on a little curl route, and he was wide open. So
Jack Mogensen with that foul. That's going to put Matt to the line to shoot a couple here. As he nears.
Well, it seems like every time we shoot free throws, they take a delay and have to talk about something and put somebody somewhere, and I'm not sure why we're taking so much time for every free throw here.
15.6 seconds to go. The lead is three for the Crusaders. Free throw is up and good.
Kind roll on the rim.
Well, wasn't
there.
Wasn't super pretty, but
sneak over. They all count the same, BG. They all count the same. So
Matt's right at his scoring average on the season. He'll get one more. Second one is good.
Same thing. Get a little nice friendly roll.
5-point lead, 15.6 seconds to go. And
that's an okay foul.
Yeah,
you're okay there. You got fouls to give. Quinn Olson trying to get a steal here. They tried to inbound to half court. Quinn went for the steal and got called for the foul, and then nothing wrong with that. Burned a second off the clock and still got two more fouls to give.
14.4 seconds to go. The lead is 5, 57-52. Ball's inbounded to Foster. Foster gets caught in the air.
Nice
shot is blocked, and that should seal the game there as Quinn Olson's going to be fouled just past midcourt, and he's going to shoot two. 6.1 seconds to go, and the Crusaders look like they're going to dodge a bullet here at North High School as Quinn Olson goes to the line to shoot a pair here. The lead is 5. Two free throws would...
Quinn Olson going to the line. Only 4 points here tonight, but, man, he's got 12 rebounds. He's had how many steals, deflections? I thought he's been a really important player in this game, even though he hasn't had a lot of points.
As he misses that free throw. And he'll get one more here. Let's get this other one here. Let's get that lead to 6. Crusaders, again, have fouls to give. He misses that free throw. Hesse kicks it up quickly. Long three is off the mark. It's going to be rebounded by the Crusaders, and the Crusaders hold on to move to 8-2 or 8-3 on the season with a 57-52 win over North High squad that fought very valiantly. Really, I thought played some amazing defense against the Crusaders, but in the end, it's the Crusaders with the 5-point win as they set up a big match tomorrow with Norris High School in the Nebraska Classic in Omaha at Creighton University at 4 o'clock. If you get a chance to be in Omaha, check that out. Again, our coverage will resume on Tuesday night when we have a doubleheader with Lamar's coming to town. Once again, in your nightcap, it's the Crusaders 57, North High 52. In a minute, we'll be back for our Crusader postgame show. You're listening to Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heland Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heland, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heland Athletics.
Busch Dry Cleaners is proud to be an environmental leader. Our Green Earth cleaning process serves to establish us as one of Siouxland's concerned businesses. The new Green Earth solution is good for you, our customers, because it's an excellent cleaner, it's odorless, and leaves your clothes feeling and looking like new. It is good for our industry because it's non-toxic and can be handled easily and safely. At Busch Dry Cleaners, it's just good for everybody.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Tonight's Crusader postgame show is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daggle, Peter Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. And speaking of Chamberlain Tile, Mr. Bo Chamberlain had a big night for the Crusaders with 17 to kind of spur that attack. Obviously, Matt Knoll typically is going to get his points, but when somebody else needed to step up for really the second night in a row, Bo rose to the occasion and had a big night. Real quickly, your scoring recap. Matt Knoll with 24, Bo Chamberlain with 7, 6 points for Charlie Von Drager off the bench, 4 points apiece for Brady Schultz and Quinn Olson, and 2 points for Sean Schaefer for the North Stars, who fall to 2-9 on the season. They were led in scoring by Noah Conley with 13. Dominic Foster chipped in 11, 8 points apiece for Kai Chamberlain and Zach Hesse, 7 points for Josh Mogensen, and 3 points for Alex Frazee. Once again, your final here from North High, Crusaders 57, North Stars 52. The women won the opener 79-41. Rare night, Jay Wright, when we have two people join the 1,000-point club.
Just like I said, I don't know if that's happened very often ever around the state of Iowa, and pretty cool night. Two kids have been really, really good, but, you know, also have been winners and not, you know, neither one of them tonight did you ever think force anything, and that's really been the way all year. Both of them did a great job of passing, rebounding. You know, Matt Knoll had, what'd you say, 24 tonight and had 8 rebounds. You know, just a great night all around. You know, Brooklyn Stanley was all over the place, so really, really great. And, you know, they etched their place in, you know, history a little bit, and that's anytime you see that in action, that's a pretty cool deal and a pretty cool thing. And now they can go play big games tomorrow and get that off their radar and just go win some more games. But two really good wins. There's not going to be an easy night in this conference. Two really, really good wins. Really good to see the Crusaders kind of take it in the chin the first quarter of that boys game and then really kind of bounce back and play pretty good basketball after that. Out-rebounded the North Stars 34-20 after being out-rebounded by 5 in the first quarter. So really made some strides. Defensively, we're much better after the first quarter. So can't afford a lot of slow starts the rest of the way, but good to see him bounce back and overcome and really do just enough to kind of get that win here on the road. Road wins are good in basketball, so don't ever complain about road wins.
No road wins, conference, city, yep. You know, city rivalry, all those things. And kudos to North High.
Coach Albertson, great game plan. They knew who to take away. And basically I think they said somebody else got to beat us. And in that second half, Bo Chamberlain beat them.
Absolutely. So big win for the Crusaders as they, again, notch their 8th win of the year against 3 losses. They'll take on Norris tomorrow at Creighton University in a 4 o'clock tip-off. They're back here in town on Tuesday. We'll have coverage of that as the Lamar's Bulldogs come to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse on Tuesday night. We'll have coverage. Pregame 5:15, girls tip-off at 5:30, boys to follow. Once again, our postgame sponsors tonight. And our Knights of Columbus agents, Tim Neil Pfeiffer, along with Tim Daggle, Peter Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawlord, F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Any closing comments, Jay Wright?
Good win, and, hey, going to be a big weekend of Heelan Athletics. A lot of things going on tomorrow. Just get out, support the Crusaders. Been a great winner. Let's keep it rolling.
Great job stepping into those size 14 shoes for Tom Betts. Tom will be back in action on Tuesday night. But, again, the Crusaders come to North High and get the sweep. Girls 79-41, boys 57-52. Is kind of doing a little celebration now of Matt Knowles' 1,000th point there. It kind of came in the middle of the heated action where you really can't stop the game. So it's great to see Matt getting the recognition he deserves. That's an outstanding accomplishment. So
it's a historic night, BG.
Absolutely.
Two wins and a little history. That's a good night.
It was great to be a part of it, as always.
Great to be a Crusader, BG.
Thanks again, Jay, as always, for all your hard work. Try and get out and support that wrestling team tomorrow. That's a big meet. I know that Jay and Andy have put a lot of work into that. Four mats going. That's a long day of wrestling, but you got some great talent there, and lots of great things happening. As you said, it's always a great day to be a Crusader. So big thanks back in the studio to Vega Billings. Thanks for keeping us on track tonight, Vega. Once again, Jay, thanks for joining in with me. It's always a pleasure to work with you. Thank you, all of you who listen, for the privilege of your time. We so much appreciate doing this, and without all of you, this would not be possible. Big thanks to our fine sponsors throughout the night and throughout the year. And finally, big special thanks to Catholic Radio for giving up valuable airtime so that we can bring you Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio. From North High School, alongside Jay Wright, Vega Billings, back in studio, I'm Bob Geary. God bless. Stay safe. And we'll, if you can't make it to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse on Tuesday, we'll be back on the air on Tuesday. Until then, take care.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank,